In the movie Miller's Crossing, one of the main gangsters, played by Albert Finney, is relaxing and listening to Danny Boy. Suddenly, the scene changes and becomes violent, even ultra-violent. But all the while, Danny Boy continues to play. Without music, would the scene be just violence? How does the music help us learn more about the character?
These are psychological questions. You know, how is our brain taking this information in and creating meanings out of it?
That was Professor Mark Chevy of the NMU CAPS department. These questions are at the core of a new scholarly work from the Oxford Press on the psychology of music and multimedia, to which Chevy has contributed a couple of chapters. This is University Beat, a look inside Northern Michigan University. I'm Chris Jandrow.
There's a lot of writing in the art world about here's what music does in film, and it'll be a certain philosophy, or it'll be here's my artistic take on it. These researchers are more interested in what's the psychology involved? What is our brain doing? How can we test that empirically through experiments and try to measure it?
Chevy is one of the researchers taking a scientific approach to see how music and the media affects us. He explains there are three main effects music can have on the user.
Cognitive effects, you know, the way we think. Affective effects, affective with an A, meaning feelings. Or behavioral effects, the way that we behave. I realized, well, I know of at least three readings in media effects research that say exactly the same thing. The type of effects that media can have can be categorized as cognitive, behavioral, or affective. And so in my chapter, I was able to say, look, you're talking about the same kinds of things. We should be working together.
So to begin, Chevy sought to spell out clearly the connection between media effects and music psychology.
So in my chapter, I said, here's a model of how media effects can occur, and let me see how music psychology can fit within that framework so the two fields can work together. And do the studies in overall media, you know, the way people respond to the news or video games, does that line up with what's been studied in music psychology? And then bringing those two together and say, yeah, in some cases it lines up really well.
The study of media effects is important, now more than ever, considering we live in a world full of inputs or stimuli, and media is just one aspect.
In media effects research, they study what impact do media have on us, and oftentimes it's psychological impact. How does it change our beliefs? How does it change what we know, our views of reality? It gets into some things like how much do we learn from the news? How can you use media to teach children the best way? But there are also, you know, how to persuade. How can we use advertising most effectively to create these psychological effects?
Chevy says once you understand the effects music has on setting a tone or mood, you can use it as a tool to affect someone's behavior.
One of the sections is called virtual atmospheres, and where you can use music to create an atmosphere on a website to make it seem more alive or vibrant and give it a certain tone. And they do studies with atmospheres in physical places where there are restaurants, and they shift what kind of music they play over the PA in the background in the restaurant and see how people, if you're playing classical music, they'll actually buy more expensive food than if you're playing if you're playing fast rock and roll music. You can move them faster through so you can get more people in and out.
In conclusion, media always has an effect on us, so it is important to understand exactly how aspects of the media, including the music, affect us. Dr. Mark Chevy's work, featured in The Psychology of Music and Multimedia, helps us understand how influential music can be in the media. And he's doing it right here at Northern Michigan University.
When words were developed, we had to become literate with words. Pens and paper were developed, we needed to become literate with pens and papers. Now we're into the digital age, and we need to become digital literate. We need to be media literate.
University Beat is a production of Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM. Production assistance from Philip Nichols and Hans Alstrom. I'm Chris Jandrow.